Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Now, here we go, y'all. I wrote this little churchy song just to let somebody know that no matter what's happening in our society, you still have the victory, huh? Through Jesus Christ our Lord. So don't let this world and the system take you out of the game, huh? You are victorious. Say it like this. Come on, say it, y'all.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Oh, we welcome you with a humble heart and stretched our arms this morning. This is the day the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Keeping us alive, even in the midst of COVID. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Have your way this awesome Sunday morning, Lord God. What a word of Lord comes alive, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come pleading the blood of Jesus over this line to drive off every spirit that's not of the Holy Spirit. Have your way this day, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. This is a new day, Lord God, and we say thank you. We was able to wake up, look up, and get up, and we say thank you. Oh, come bless the Lord with me this morning. He's worthy to be praised. If it had not been for him, where would I be this day? Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we welcome you in our homes today, in our services on today, to have your way today, Lord God. Order our footsteps, Lord God. Lead and direct us today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood over our neighborhoods, over our neighbors today, Lord God. Have your way today, Lord God. We thank you for our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nieces and nephews, relatives, Lord God. Have your way in their lives also, Lord God. Because this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We say thank you. We come to bless your name today for breakthroughs and not a breakdown, Lord God, that we are better and not bitter, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we say thank you. We thank you for the visionary of this line, Lord God, as he continuously pour out to your people, Lord God. Pour back into him, Lord God. Oh, we say thank you, Lord. This is an awesome day. This is a wonderful day. This is an amazing day. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we lift up all the sick and the shut in to you today, Lord God. All over the land, Lord God. Have your way in their lives as well, Lord God. We lift up the homeless to you today, Lord God. All over the land today is homeless people, God. Have your way in their lives today, Lord God. You reign on the just and the unjust, Lord God. You love us all equally, and we say thank you. Hallelujah. You're keeping us alive in the midst of storms. We still alive, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We plead the blood over every hospital, every nursing home on today, every assistant living on today, Lord God. Have your way in their lives as well, Lord God. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. And we say thank you. Thank you for keeping us alive today, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the activity of our limbs today, Lord God. Roof over our heads today, Lord God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. Lift up Ruth and her entire family to you today, Lord God. Continue to bless, Lord God. Meet every need they stand in need of today, Lord God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. When I look back over my own life, I could truly say that I am blessed, that I am a walking testimony. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we say thank you, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over Washington, D.C. today, Lord God. Over every city and every state in the nation today, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. Deliver and set free today your people, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come continually look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. Our strength comes from the Lord. Our peace comes from the Lord. We can have peace in the midst of storms. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we say thank you, Lord God. We lift up all bereaved families all over the land today, Lord God. Comfort, Lord God, that only you can do, Lord God. Put the right people in their path, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, mend and heal their broken hearts on today, Lord God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We thank you for being our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Hallelujah, Lord God. Forgive those that trespass against us, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We say thank you for being our Father. Thank you for loving us, Lord God. Thank you for grace and mercy, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, traveling grace and mercy for all your people, Lord God. In every city, in every state, in the nation therein, Lord God. Have your way today. Oh, we speak a special blessing over Texas today, Lord God. Continuously to heal and deliver and set them free, Lord God. Open up doors for those in Texas, Lord God, that can't no man close. Close doors that ain't no man open. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We thank you for favor for Texas today, Lord God. Have your way in Texas, Lord God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. It's not about me, but it's about you, Lord God. But it's about me doing your will and your way, Lord God. So have your way, Lord God. This is an awesome Sunday morning, Lord God. And we say thank you, Lord God. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you. We need you.
Yeah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, the Most High God. Thank you, our Lord. Father God, we give you the honor and the glory which is due you, O Father God, from this forth until eternity, even from the beginning of time, O Father God. You, O Father God, are the one, O Father God, who created everything known to man, seen and unseen, and you have a plan, O Father God. You have a plan, O Father God, and you established that plan. Because, Father God, you sent us your Son, O Father God. Because in Colossians 2 and 9, O Father God, when you sent him, O Father God, that he dwelt among us, O Father God, the Word, in flesh. And your Word say, in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in bodily form. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for even establishing that within our lives, oh, Father God, for what you had him to do upon Calvary, oh, Father God, to set us free, oh, Father God, mentally, oh, Father God, as well as spiritually and physically, oh, Father God. You have a plan, oh, Father God. You had a plan, and you are establishing your plan, oh, Father God. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing in the lives of your people, oh, Father God. Father God, we trust you, oh, Father God, with everything in us, oh, Father God. No matter where we may go, oh, Father God, even try to hide, you are there, oh, Father God. So we trust you, oh, Father God, for who you are and who you establish yourself to be in the minds and hearts of your people, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for healing us, oh, Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for your children, O Father God, that you are putting a hedge of protection around them, O Father God, physically, O Father God, materially, as well as spiritually, O Father God, so that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, O Father God. But may it be, O Father God, if you have allowed these things to be established in our lives and the things that we go through and the experiences that we have had, let them be a turning point and a stepping stone, O Father God, to bring us close to you, O Father God. O Father God, we honor you, we glorify you, we magnify you because of your great love that you have toward us, O Father God, because there's no evil in you, O Father God, and your eyes see none, O Father God. So everything that you see, O Father God, is a reflection of yourself that you're establishing within us here upon earth, O Father God, because of your Son, O Father God, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, O Father God, and the Comforter, O Father God, that you have sent after he ascended, O Father God, that would lead us into all truth, O Father God. We thank you for that word, O Father God, for that establishment of your word written in your holy scriptures, O Father God, to give us hope O Father God, so that we may not waver, O Father God, or be tossed to and fro, O Father God, but our personal relationship with you, O Father God, establish that foundation within us, O Father God, that we shall not be moved, O Father God, to because of the revealing of your word, O Father God, that you have given to each and every one of us, O Father God, from our experiences and our circumstances, O Father God. Oh, Father God, you know each and every one of us, oh, Father God. You know the hairs upon our head. You are Alpha and Omega, oh, Father God. You are the beginning and the end, oh, Father God. So that nothing, oh, Father God, nothing, oh, Father God, passes you, oh, Father God, without you not knowing. Because you have set everything in order. You even have set the hierarchy of angels, oh, Father God, over us, oh, Father God. But you have given us authority, O Father God, in that, O Father God. So we thank you, O Father God, for giving us and establishing us, O Father God, your word, so that we may come to the understanding of your word in situations and experiences that we may encounter, O Father God. Father God, you have told us to trust you, O Father God, and we trust you, O Father God. And Father God, I ask in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, O Father God, that you would help us, O Father God, even in our unbelief, O Father God, in areas, O Father God, that we may have not be firmly established in, O Father God. I ask in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, O Father God, that you would start that process with each and every one of us. Search us, O Father God. Take away the stony heart of ours, O Father God. Let us have the eyes of love, O Father God, the same love that you have towards us, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, we honor you, we glorify you, O Father God, because there's no one like you, O Father God. Even as it says in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5:23, O Father God, that may our spirit, soul, and body be preserved quickly and completely manifested within us, O Father God, until your coming, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for the personal relationship, O Father God, that each and every believer have with you, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for opening that door unto us, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for establishing, O Father God, vessels, O Father God, that is being used by you to speak a word, O Father God, unto us, O Father God, and to help us, O Father God, open up the door, O Father God, unto righteousness, O Father God, and understanding and wisdom, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for establishing that up in our lives, O Father God. Because your word, O Father God, that is even in the deepest resources of our temple, O Father God, shall not be hid, O Father God. It will come forth, O Father God, and it will be established, O Father God. Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for all that you're doing for your people, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for lighting a fire, O Father God, up under your ministers here upon earth, O Father God. Ministering and preaching and teaching your word, O Father God, unequivocally, O Father God, line upon line, O Father God, precept upon precept, O Father God, in the unadulterated truth, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for setting it right within their hearts, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for all that you're doing, O Father God, in the lives of your people, mentally, physically, and spiritually, O Father God. Guard our conscience, O Father God. Guard us, O Father God. Establish, O Father God, your new wine within us, O Father God. Because in your word, O Father God, you said, O Father God, that the old wine cannot be put in new wine skins, O Father God. So we thank you, O Father God, for removing and rooting out everything within us, O Father God, of the old, so that the new, O Father God, may be established itself within us, O Father God, so that we, O Father God, may stand upon your word and not be tossed to and fro and not be shaken and not be moved, O Father God. Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for what you're doing in this dispensation, season, and time. We thank you, O Father God, for preparing us, O Father God, individually, and it's from our experiences, O Father God, the way that you know us, O Father God, that no one else does, O Father God. Give us that ability, O Father God, to not question you, but to trust you, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, but But give us the ability, O Father God, to test the spirit, O Father God, so it will reveal its true self, O Father God. Let us not be deceived or tossed to and fro like we have been before. Let us stand firm upon your word, which is established within our hearts. Balance us, O Father God, heart and mind, O Father God, that they may work together for your glory, being established here upon the earth. Shalom.
Oh, Father God, as we exalt your name and as we worship your name, as we lift you up, Lord God, and glorify you, as we come before you, Lord God, to extol you, as we look to you, Father God, who is the author, you're the finisher, as we look to you, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, as we know that you are, Lord God, the I am that I am, and besides you, there is none other. As we stand boldly upon your word, no matter what situation or circumstance, you have caused us to stand in the midst because it is you who have placed yourself inside of us. You said that you have made us to be in your image after your likeness. And therefore, we stand with authority in your image because, Father God, you made us, Lord God, to have dominion. It is what you called us to do. To walk in dominion, you said, Father, to have, Lord God, full authority over the fowls of the air, over the fish of the sea. And you said, Lord God, over the cattle and every creeping thing of the earth. Father God, in the name of Yeshua, we stand, Lord God, even in this hour, knowing that we yield ourselves to you, because it is your word that will move through us and in us. And it is your word that will come forth out of our mouth, that we would establish you, Lord God, knowing that you have exalted your word above all of your name. Father God, you have said in your word, not one concerning your word shall be returned to you void. It shall go out and establish that which you have said. Father God, we understand in the name of Yeshua that even as we yield unto you, Lord God, you will cause your word to be moved and stirred within us. And therefore, we stand boldly, Lord God, as never before, O Father. Even as you have called us, Lord God, you say, subdue. It is your word. You say, subdue. You brought us back to the place of moving in your image by your spirit, because you're not flesh, you're spirit. And therefore, we stand with a boldness in the spirit of the living God. In the name of Yeshua, knowing that whatever, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, oh, Father God, is brought, that we can stand, Lord God, with a confirmness of knowing that what you began, you will carry it out to the day of completion. You have given us the authority, Lord God, to fight with the enemies in the gate. And therefore, you said in your word, Lord God, as the Lord himself spoke to Peter, he said, I would establish my church upon the rock, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. No, giving us understanding that the gates were actually demonic forces. And therefore, we stand with authority against any force. And we know that the hand of God will move in any situation. No, it will cause anything, even when the Father himself moved in the midst of the earth to speak with a boldness and understanding that he will move any way that he wish. No, that you would also cause your people, Lord God, not to be moved by what we see. No, not to be moved by what is shown them, what the enemy would attempt to do. Because we know, Father, how much more powerful are you. No, say, our Father, when you do something, no, that you will cause your people that no matter what, we will stand because we yield to the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, and besides you, there is none other. No, Father, did you not cause your son, according to Isaiah 53, was he not?
that of a mamaka, so a shoot that grew out of dry ground. Hey, sort of a quote that can't say, take it. It doesn't matter what the women make say, the presentation you will cause that of you, to rise up out of dry ground. Where they say nothing, will come forth out of this. Hey, does not your word say, that they say, concerning the one that came out of Nazareth, did you not cause us, Lord God, to reflect your glory? Therefore, we stand with a boldness, O Father, in your word, and will not be moved. Continuing, Lord God, to stand upon your word, continue to move by your spirit, as we break the bars of iron and smash the gates of hell, we will not be moved, but we establish our Father in the midst of a place. Father God, we give your name the glory. For surely you are mighty. Surely you are almighty. And surely every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Yeshua, Mashiach, he alone is Lord. Even when they mention that there are multiple ways to get to God, your word, my God, is established. That they will try to get in, but they will be like a thief and a robber. Letting us know that many will rise up and say there are multiple ways, but we establish that is the way to our Father is through your Lord Yeshua, Mashiach, and none other. We stand with the boldness of knowing that you have caused us, Lord God, to be a torch that will go into the midst of the places and pluck those from the very clutches of hell, like one that is plucked like a brand out of the fire. We stand, Lord God, with the boldness and the authority that you have given us, and we will not be moved. We establish your word and your word alone in the name of Yeshua, knowing that each one of us must stand before the Lord of glory. And Father God, we give your name the honor. We worship and magnify your name. We exalt your name, Father God, forever. As we look to you, Master Bekete, Luna Bacasso, Teme, Istonine, Lubaco, Sendica, Luna Bekete, Nimeke, as you're revealing, O Father, in this hour, Lord God, no so teme, Estotia, Luna Bacosso, Ne, no te be. Luna ba asunde peki norabako suna norabako terebeke sete. As you take the son of a spin, you smack the mouth of the enemy. Norabako terebeke sine norabako terebeke sedebakoto. We stand, Lord God, with a boldness of bebeke say, even as we decree unto those, Lord God, that may be going through a Peter's experience when the Lord said, Peter, the enemy desired to shift you as weak, but I'm telling you, I prayed for you. As the Lord would give me to pray and intercede and go into the place of intercession and do not move from that place. If he will reveal from continent to continent to continent to continent what the Father God will show forth, what he will lift the covers on, what he will expose and destroy that which is not of his kingdom, he will bring it to know of his people, that his people will be bold in this hour in the name of Yeshua. Even as the Lord return, he returned as the line of the tribe of Judah, and he will not be moved. Even as David met up with those that that had faces like a lion, and he dealt with those entities, and those that had the infrastructure and faces as a bear, he dealt with those demons too. The Father has caused us to move with a boldness and an authority in this hour, and we will not be moved. For you and my casa, place concerning your people that you were showing to us, look at the hidden mother of course of the cast said that riches of dark places, and you will cause the two leave gates to be open. For your name is forever glorified, your name is forever magnified. Oh God, we thank you even in this hour, Lord God, as we lift up the little ones, the young men where the enemy tried to stifle their mind and cause them to be at a place of bipolarity and schizophrenia. We command now every demon loose them in the name of Yeshua. For what the Lord thy God caused them in Bekete and called them in Bekete before the foundation of the Bakata of the worm in Bekete, before they were in their mother womb, they will be in the name of Bekete. Tormenting demons, go by the authority of Yeshua. The spirit of fear, go by the authority of Yeshua. Back to the dry places from which you are called to be, and we decree and establish the fruit of the spirit in them, that the younger generation, they will rise up in this hour, and they will not bamboo, but they will carry the baton, they will grab the sword, and they will go into the place of the Bekete where the Lord thy God will send them, and they will stand with a boldness against the forces of darkness and against the gates of hell that shall not prevail. Father God, we give your name the glory. We honor your name both now and forever. We duly know, everything that's contrary to your kingdom shall be pulled down, and your name and your name alone shall be established. Father God, we give your name the glory. We give your name the honor. We magnify your name both now and forever. We glorify you, Father, as we bless your name, as we glorify your name, as we lift up your name, as we exalt your name both now and forever, Father. We bless you.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreTheLetterU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Seek my face. Good morning. Amen. We're so happy that you've taken out the time to join us for the Sunday morning prophetic experience. For the word of the Lord, it truly comes alive with our overseer and teacher, Dr. LaRon Matthews. Our guest speaker this morning will be Apostle Jacob, Greg Jacobs of Greg Jacobs Ministries in Chicago. Again, we thank you for joining us for this Sunday morning prophetic experience, and God bless each and every one of you. If you will, please keep our leader in your prayers as you travel. For the next 3 weeks, we just ask you to keep them covered in Jesus' name. God bless you, Apostle.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Well, we're glad to be here among you again. Thank God for this opportunity. And yes, we are praying for the man of God who has such a powerful apostolic and prophetic grace upon his life. God is using in a mighty way, even during the pandemic. He has not stopped the assignment, the agenda that God have given him. And so we lift up our brother on this morning, Prophet Matthews, powerful man of God, powerful apostolic man of God. I want to share with you for a few minutes something that the Holy Spirit gave to me. Early this morning, I said early this morning because Prophet texts me about 4 o'clock our time. But anytime I get a message from him, I immediately get up. You know, just seeing his name want to cause me to get wake straight up. And he texts me, he asks me to share on this morning. I responded right back to him, said no problem. You know, to the man of God, anytime he called me, I'm going to do the best I can. So after he texts me, I just got up and said, Holy Spirit, what can I say to your people on this morning? How do I bless the man of God and those who follow him? How do I be a blessing? What word would you give me? And the Holy Spirit responded. He responded and I'm going to give you the subject, and then we'll build the scriptures around that. He says, don't remove your trust in God. I thought that was very interesting. Don't remove your trust in God. Many of times, and I believe this word on this morning will bless some that's on this line, but then for others, it is to take this word and begin to minister to others, included in what God have given you to encourage, to edify, to exalt the body of Christ, that this is not the season or time to remove, to delete, to walk away from our trust in God. So he says, don't remove your trust in God. He took me to a scripture, and I have several, and I'm going to try to condense it as much as possible. But in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29 to 31, he says this, and this is to those who is standing trusting in the Lord, who is standing trusting in the Lord. And we must trust God with our whole heart and with all of our heart. He says in Isaiah 40, verse 29 to 31, New Living Translation, He says he gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youth will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. He's talking to those who will keep their trust in him and will not remove their trust. So many times when believers go through situations, the enemy begins to play mind games and tell them, where is your God? What's going on? They begin to lose their faith. They begin to lose their trust. But this morning, I pray that this bless you in Jesus' name. We go on after learning or reading that scripture in Isaiah 40, 29-31. We go down to verse 31. It says, and I believe I read this one already, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. How do you get new strength when you feel exhausted, when you feel like you have depleted all the virtue mentally and emotionally and even physically? When you trust in the Lord, you'll find new strength. I went down a little bit further to Isaiah chapter 41, Isaiah 41 verse 10 through 13, I believe. And it says this, glory to God. Don't be afraid. This is from New Living Translation. Some of you might follow me with the King James. It said, don't be afraid. King James used the word, fear thou not. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Those who will not remove their trust in God, he's saying to us this morning, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged. For I am your God. Now listen to his promise as we continue reading the word. He said, I will strengthen you. That's a promise. And help you. That's a promise. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. That's a promise. Verse 11 is a blessing to me. He says, see, there's something you're going to see. There's something you're going to behold when you look at verse 11. Against the enemies that have come up in your life. He says, see, all your angry enemies lie there, confused and humiliated. God's about to cause your enemies to be confused and humiliated. He said, everyone who opposes you, this is very powerful, everyone who opposes you will die and come to nothing. What do you mean? Everyone who opposes you, two levels on this. Yes, God in scripture have showed those who went against his beloved people, he did in many of cases physically kill them. The second point of this, those who oppose you will die. Their plans will die. Their strategies will die. What they attempt to do against your life will die. And the scripture then says, and come to nothing. No weapon formed against us. Y'all know that familiar scripture. Shall prosper. Never said it would not be created, formed. But it won't prosper. It will come to nothing. Verse 12 in there says, you will see in vain. You will see in vain, for those who attack you will come to nothing. You, if you're looking to see what happened to them, it's going to be in vain because listen, ain't no more weapons going to be around you. Ain't no more strategies. They're not going to come to try to come against you because for those who attack you will come to nothing. Verse 13, he goes more into his promise and says, for I hold you, my God, by your right hand. I hold you by your right hand. I, the Lord, your God, I'm the Lord, thy God, And I say unto you, don't be afraid. I am here to help you. This morning, we got to share with some people. You that's listening to me got to share with some people that don't abandon your trust in God. Don't faint in the midst of adversities. Don't give up now in the midst of the things that's going on in our nation and around the world. Don't give up now if you're facing a sickness like you never faced before. You hear negative report. The scripture tells us for those who will not remove, abandon their faith. That's my text. He says, don't be afraid. I am here to hold you. And so I made a notation here, and that says, when we keep our trust in God, God will fight our battles for us. I want you to remember that, please. When we keep our trust in God, God will fight our battles. Then I began to meditate a little bit on that, and I says, how can our battles become God's battles? When do God take our battles up himself? They are battles, but when do they become his battles? So I went to another scripture for an example, and I began to look at Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles. In that 20th chapter, and I pray that you go back and read, if you haven't read it in a long time, 2 Chronicles 20, verse, the whole chapter is going to bless you. Jehoshaphat was facing a major situation. Various nations gathered together in a conspiracy to come against Jehoshaphat and fight him in battle. You got to remember that Jehoshaphat, around the age 35, but now he's facing a serious opposition because it's not just the Moabites, it's not just the Ammonites, it's various ones on the Ammonites. They are gathered together to fight against him. Jehoshaphat, I love what he did. He gathered the multitude. When we begin to read that, he gathered the multitude and he went on a fast in verse 3. He went on a fast. In verse 6, he began to pray and began to bring God's word back to him. I love that. Glory to God. But we also see that in his conversation, he began to say to God in verse 12, O Lord God, will thou not judge them? For we have no might, no strength, no ability against this great army, against this great company. We have no way to defend ourselves, but one of the things we do have when we don't know what to do, we'll put our eyes upon you. Oh, in order for us to keep our trust in God, we got to keep our eyes on God. We got to keep our eyes on God greater than the situation that we are facing. We must keep our eyes on God greater than the external situations and the surroundings and what we hear on the news. We cannot fear. We cannot allow the spirit of fear to grip our hearts. We must keep our eyes on God. And when we keep our eyes on God, we will not remove our trust in God. Because trust, your faith is connected to your trust. And your trust is connected to your faith. When you begin to trust God with all your heart, I'm not just talking about part of it, but with all your heart, you will see that you'll begin to walk in a greater degree of faith. I believe it was Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, says, for it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Let's go back to Jehoshaphat. The word of the Lord came through a Levite and spoke to him in verse 15, where we get this famous saying. Jehoshaphat fasting, putting Judah and Jerusalem on a fast. He prayed. He had the means with their families and their loved ones and their wives standing before him. They prayed. But the word of the Lord spoke, a prophetic word was released. And when we read verse 15, at the bottom of 15, well, let me just read the whole thing. And he said, hearken ye, all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and the king Jehoshaphat. Thus saith the Lord unto you, do not be afraid nor dismayed, which means discouraged, by reason of this great multitude. He's talking about the army that's coming against them. For the battle is not yours, but God. That's enough to shout about right there. I need to speak that again to somebody hearing that's on here, that what you're going through, the battle is not yours. The enemy wants you to get out of whack. He wants you to get frustrated. He wants you to get anxiety and pressure, maybe act out of character. Battle is not yours, but God. And so I ask the question, how can our battles become God battles? And when do God battles? And when do our battles, and when do God take up our battles? Yes, let me repeat that again. How can our battles become God's battles? And when do God take up our battles? And the answer to that is when we trust in God, seek his face, turn everything over to him, and lift our eyes into the hills from which cometh our help. Once Jehoshaphat approached God and says, in front of people, I don't know how to fight this, but our eyes is on God. We're fasting, we're praying, we're seeking him, and we're trusting him. You see, when we keep our trust in God, he takes over our battles. That's why the enemy wants the believers to remove their trust in God. Because as long as we trust in God, God will take up the battles against our enemies. This is how we win. We hold on to our trust. We hold on to our faith. I refuse to remove my faith because I don't see anything happening external. I refuse to remove my faith because I don't feel it in my five senses. There's many scriptures that tell us that when we trust in God, how he blesses us and he renews our strength. Psalms 46, verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. A very present help in trouble. I love it. Psalms 29:11 says this in King James, the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Do you hear that? In the midst of going through something, a hurricane, a tsunami in your life, the Lord will give peace. What we're seeing in Texas and what we're seeing, storm that's have hit probably 70% of our nation. A lot of emphasis is on Texas because they're not like we who live here in Chicago, where I live in Chicago, where or Indiana, where we are kind of accustomed to certain degrees of coldness and minus 10 and minus 15 and snowstorms. Right now, if I look out my window, from the accumulation of the snow, I probably have 12 inches of snow sitting there, and now is frozen because of the temperature. But not like Texas, who have not went through, 10 years ago went through something, and then have not had, as I was speaking to one of them, the brothers I know here live in Texas, said, hey, Texas have not faced this degree of coldness in 25 years. And so they under physically, while we heard the woman of God said, we got to pray for Texas, let's keep praying for Texas. They under adverse situations that many of them, based upon their age, have never faced before. But it's the same way in the spirit. When we are facing things that we have never faced before, when we are walking in pathways that we've never been there before, when we have enemies that seem like they're too strong for us, they got all the attorneys, and they got look like judges on their side, and they got the law on their side, and they got money to, and they got lawsuits, and they got things to fight against us. We have to go to the highest court of the land, which is God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that seek him. We must not remove our trust in the midst of a storm. When the ship is being filled with water, we must not remove our trust in God. And so the scripture says, again, in Psalms 29:11, the Lord will give strength. When you have exhausted your strength, when there is no strength left within you, the Lord will give strength unto his people. Glory to God. And he will give you peace. Have you ever been to a place where people looking at you strange because they don't even know how you still got peace? Well, excuse my language, with all the hell that's in your life. How you got peace after going through a divorce? How you got peace after someone that you trusted backstabbed you? How you got peace after losing a loved one that expired? And you were praying to God to raise them up off their sick bed, and God chose not to raise them up off their sick bed in a physical way. They are believers. He did raise them up in a spiritual way. But how do you keep peace? How do you gather yourself with peace when you're going through something in your own physical body and your finances is being challenged and your relationships are struggling and you're not sure what you're going to face next month, next week, or even tomorrow? How do you have peace? The Lord gives peace to his people. In Psalms 27, verse 1, oh, this is a wonderful, familiar scripture that says, the Lord is my light. The Lord is. I love that because that's present tense. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is, again, is the strength of my life. I don't know about you, but I've been in some situations where I absolutely no strength. I told God, I'm tired mentally, emotionally, psychologically. I can't push no more. I'm too tired to fight. And even there was areas I knew how to fight, I didn't have the strength to fight. So I sat there and I looked what was going on, but I didn't even have the strength to get up, not only mentally but physically. I sat there and just wanted to put the covers over my head and see, can I pass another day? Because I didn't have no strength. But the word tells us in Psalms 27:1, when we keep our trust in God and when we refuse to remove our trust out of God and put it in man or put it in ourselves or put it in the government, when we keep our trust in God, he said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I want to encourage you. I got a few more minutes. Don't remove your trust in God regardless of what you're facing. Regardless of what report is going out. Regardless of what doctor's report that you're reading. Who reports that you believe? Glory to God. In Psalm 73:26, I just wanted to give you a few verses to encourage you. It said, my flesh and my heart failing, but God is the strength of my heart. Oh, God. God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. God is the strength of your heart when your heart wants to go under because it can't take any more. Don't remove your trust in God. Why Nehemiah tells us in Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is our strength. We must remember that when we keep our trust in God, that according to Philippians 4:13, that we can do all things through Christ, that what strengthen us, he's going to strengthen you. When it looks like you can't see your way, when it looks like every external situation point opposite of your faith, opposite of your hope, opposite of your trust in God. But if you refuse to remove your trust and say, in thee, O Lord, I put my trust, never let me be ashamed. Listen, God is going to strengthen you. Hallelujah. In my closing scripture, because I'm trying to condense this, I want to give you a few steps from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 7. In that two verses, I have, I believe, either 6 or 7 steps counting with me as we go along in my closing here. Just want to release this word of encouragement and that you'll build people like never before. A couple of days ago, me and my wife did a teaching on Wednesday on Facebook dealing with depression, how so many people are dealing with depression in this season. And if you're not careful, the enemy will take advantage of natural areas of your life of depression and bring in the spirit of depression. But when we keep our trust in God, we can combat every strategy of the enemy. But let me just give you these few pointers, 7 points, I believe, from Proverbs 3. Verse 5-7. Number one, it tells us, number one, you know the scripture, but let's just go through them again. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. This is an area I had to pray in because I said, God, I trust you, but I find areas and situations where I'm walking the floor at night and I'm stressing and I got anxiety attacks. So I'm not fully trusting you with every circumstance. The Bible says here, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Every area of your heart, everything that comes, when you find yourself not trusting God in that area, you must rebuke it. You must cast down every imagination, every argument that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. You must say, God, I'm going to trust you in this area. I will not lean towards the situation, but I'm going to trust you with all my heart. Number two brings us to this. Lean not unto your own understanding. I cannot lean to my own understanding when I'm facing situations that I've never faced before. I cannot remove my trust from God. He said, lean not to your own understanding, because leaning to my own understanding, sometimes my own understanding is influenced by my emotions or my 5 senses. Number three, he says, in all thy ways, come on, y'all know it, repeat it with me, say it before I say it. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. Now, what do it mean to acknowledge him? I remember when we was children, we would run to our mother and say, Mama, I'm about to go such and such, and she'll look at us crazy like, you better go sit yourself down because you didn't ask me for permission. You call yourself telling me you about to go outside. Mama, I'm going outside, and to say that is to get sent to the room, because many people want to tell God what they're about to do instead of asking God for permission. So when they say to acknowledge, to recognize, to stay still until God released the answer, like with David in Ziklag, and he had lost his family, and the men lost their families, and they lost everything, and the city was burnt down. Acknowledgement is when David went and he put on the ephod and he got before the presence of the Lord and he asked, can I pursue? Oh my God. David, you lost your wife. You lost everything. Your army have lost everything, and you're a warrior. You're an assassin. You know how to fight. Automatically, you should start fighting. But he did. He acknowledged God by getting into his presence and saying, can I pursue? And if I pursue, would I overtake and recover all? So here in the scripture, Proverbs 3:5-7, step number three, in all thy ways to what? Acknowledge him. Don't tell him what you're about to do. Acknowledge, reverence, ask for permission. Number four, the fourth principle we see here, that when we acknowledge him, he says to us, and he shall direct your path. Thank you, Jesus. How many mistakes we made? Because, well, I can't answer for you. Let me answer for myself. There have been many mistakes I made because I didn't trust him enough to let him direct my path. Because why? I was still leaning to my own understanding. I told him about my plans, but I didn't acknowledge him. I didn't go before his presence and ask him for consultation and ask him to counsel me of the direction I'm supposed to go in. But when I begin to read the scripture, it says on point number three, principle number three, that if I acknowledge him in all my ways, in all thy ways acknowledge him. Number four says, and he shall direct thy path. Don't you want the wisdom of God to direct you? Don't you want the Holy Spirit to direct you? Glory to God. Let's go to number five, principle number five. Glory to God. It says, be not wise in your own eyes. Don't walk in your wisdom, and don't walk in the wisdom of man, because both wisdoms can fail you. Matter of fact, your wisdom comes from the wisdom of man. But don't be wise in your own eyes, number five. Number five. But he says, point number six, fear the Lord. Reverence, fear the Lord. And number seven, depart from evil. You see, my brothers and sisters, it's imperative that we don't remove our trust in God when we are facing mountains that we've never faced before. When we are in valleys and don't know how we got in those valleys. When we are in situations that we have no answers. When we are facing situations and circumstances that say, God, everything around me looks negative. Everything around me looks demonic. Demonic forces is trying to torment my mind. They're trying to snatch my children. They're trying to cause a loved one to die of COVID-19. Just got a report yesterday. My daughter called home. She was devastated because her friend, who she'd been, I think, with all the way in grammar school, and they're adults now, father around my age, healthy man, no sickness that he have ever said, have a heart attack and immediately die right there in the house. The daughter is devastated. She's hurt. My daughter is hurt because that's like her sister to her. First thing hit my mind, the enemy wanted to bring something up that will bring fear to me because we're around the same age, maybe a year apart or so. And I begin to rebuke the devil. I begin to cast down imaginations. I begin to cast down that by his stripes I'm healed, that I'm guarded, I'm protected, because my trust is in the Lord. I want you to keep your trust in the Lord. I want you to know today, as I prepare to close, that as long as you trust in the Lord, he will strengthen you. He will guide you. He will prepare you. He will hold you. He will cause you to walk in peace, but don't remove your trust today. Let me release this prayer over you right now, and I'm going to turn it back into the hands of our administrator. And I thank God for this man who walks in the apostolic grace. Prophetic grace allows me to just share a few words with you on today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the people of God that's hearing my voice. Lord, Holy Spirit, you are the teacher. You encourage them in areas that I could not articulate. I didn't even go through several of the other scriptures that I had. But Father, I do know through the Holy Spirit, you said don't remove your trust in God. This is not the time nor the season to go AWOL. This is not the time and the season to abandon our faith, our trust. And so I pray for the people of God right now that regardless of whatever situation that they're going through, that their faith, their trust is anchored in the Lord. They cannot be moved. They cannot be shaken in the name of Jesus, that they are secure in their trust in you, that they know that you will not abandon them. They know that you are with them even to the end of the world. And they know, Father, that whatever they're going through, as long as they keep their trust in you, you shall bring them out like you brought Jehoshaphat out. You shall deliver them with a praise, with a dance. You shall cause them to recover all things like David recovered all things. And so I pray and strengthen the believers today to keep their trust in God. And we give you praise for this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, administrator, thank you for this time. I turn it back into your hands.
Amen. God, God bless you, Apostle, and God bless everyone that's listening. We bless everyone that's listening in on foreign land this morning, the Air Force bases that are listening in from Afghanistan every Sunday, and even the group that followed you on Facebook as well. They're listening in this morning, and they truly said this word truly bless them and bless me as well as we're traveling up and down the dangerous highways. We ask you all to please keep us in your prayers as well as we're doing kingdom work for brain injury survivors also. I'm going to play a couple of commercials, and if you would like to have a comment or make a statement, you can put press 1 on your dial, and we'll bring you in. God bless each and every one of you.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreTheLetterU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late, great Bishop Rance Allen.
Available now.
You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestoreU, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com.
Or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org.
Order today. Get ready to enjoy
the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Order your copy today.
Marion, South Carolina, get ready.
Get ready to be blessed.
Art Family Fellowship Ministry presents
The Art, The Prophet,
The Prophet,
and The Fire.
And the
Art, The Prophet, and The Fire.
May 14th through 16th, 2021.
The Art, The Prophet, and The Fire.
Live at the Art Family Fellowship Ministry, 100 Recreation Drive, Marion, South Carolina, where Sandra B. Gainey is pastor.
The Art, The Prophet, and The Fire.
Get ready for the most dynamic prophet in the entire country.
Here comes Dr. LaRon Matthews.
May 14th, 15th, and 16th.
It kicks off Friday, May 14th at 5 p.m.
Saturday, May 15th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m.
And Sunday at 11:30 a.m.
The Ark, the Prophet, and the Fire.
Dr. LaRon Matthews, all weekend long.
Get your registration started right away.
Your registration is $60.
That includes brunch,
the book signing,
and the package.
Registration via Cash App begins January 11th, 2021.
Register through Cash App at $ArkChurchMarionSC.
$ArkChurchMarionSC.
Go ahead, register now.
For more information, contact Mildred Swinney at 843-617-4752.
Mildred Swinney, 843-617-4752.
The Ark, the Ark, Prophet,
the Prophet,
and the Fire,
and the Fire.
May 14th through 16th, 2021.
Live at Ark Family Fellowship Ministry, 100 Recreation Drive, Marion, South Carolina.
Here comes the blessing.
Dr. LaRon Matthews, Prophet, all weekend long.
Register today. Don't miss out.
We want to see you
May 14th through 16th.
Be there.
Be there.
Just a couple of other announcements also. Please keep in mind that if you're in the Newport News, Virginia area, Dr. Matthews is at Restoration of Truth Ministries, where Apostle Maurice and Prophet Eugenia Simmons are the host pastors. It's a ministry without walls. They're getting ready for Manifest and Miracle Celebration time. And that's at 10 o'clock this morning, where Dr. Matthews is the guest speaker. That's 605 J. Clyde Morris Boulevard in Newport News, Virginia. That's 605 J. Clyde Morris Boulevard in Newport News, Virginia. And all of that is happening this morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Also, Montgomery, Alabama, getting ready. Dr. Matthews is on his way this coming Friday and Saturday. It's the Glory Encounter this coming Friday, February 26th, and Saturday the 27th. Friday night, the service will begin at 7 o'clock p.m. And on Saturday, it's at 6 p.m. They're coming to the House of Prayer Christian Church, where Pastor Jemiah Keebler and Pastor D. Keebler are the host pastors at 3617 Derby Drive in Montgomery, Alabama. That's this coming Friday and Saturday, March 19th and 20th. Dr. Matthews is on his way to New Jersey. He's on his way to the Pastor Brenda Lumsey Hicks, that's 150 Troop Avenue, Pastor Brenda Lumsey Hicks, Mount Calvary Church. Again, if you want to know any more about any of these announcements, please feel free to give us a call at 877-912-2027. Again, the number is 877-912-2027. Dr. Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor. We'll be more than happy to coordinate that for you. Just give us a call at 877-912-2027 or 708-825-1988 as well. If you desire for Dr. Matthews to be the guest speaker at your conference, your prophetic summit, your revival, please give us a call. We'll schedule it for you. We'll check the dates for you. We'll help you coordinate it. We'll help you with the media as well. Just give us a call at 877-912-2027. Today is Love Sunday. We've adopted the third Sunday in every month as a Love Sunday for Dr. Matthews. And if you desire to bless the man of God, you can do so by going to Cash App at MoneySign or FPIM, or you can Zelle at WeRestoreYou@yahoo.com, or you can go to the ministry website at WeRestoreYou.org. God bless you, Apostle. We truly enjoyed you today. I'm going to turn it back over to you to close it out. If nobody have any questions or statements at this time, again, you can hit one on your dialer. We'd be more than happy to bring you in. Hey, Apostle, it's in your hands, man of God.
All right. God bless you. Thank you so much. Again, we just want to thank you and appreciate you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you as they travel. We just thank you as the man of God, the prophet, the apostles traveling, and his team travel with him. We just thank you as they go from city to city. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your safety. We thank you, Father, for the strength, the physical strength they need. We thank you for replacing the virtue that gets poured out of them every time he ministers. Father, we just thank you for renewing his strength. We just thank you for blessing his ministry, his church, as well as his family as they stay here in Illinois while he travels. We just thank you for the safety of his family and the safety of his ministry, and those as part of the restoration. And we just give you praise, Father, for the things that you are doing this year and the explosion, the supernatural explosion that shall take place for the believers who will keep their trust in you. We praise you, we love you, and we believe that the best is yet to come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Apostle, we have a caller, 6182, you're live on the air.
Blessings, good morning to you.
Amen.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, woman of God, we can hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I just wanted to say, this is Tina Rice, San Antonio, Texas. I thank you so much because I needed this word this morning because I'm petitioning God on things dealing with my calling and dealing with people that when you interact, especially leaders, and asking God, why do I always run into things dealing with intimidation when I'm dealing with people who are leaders or who are over me, and not saying nothing negative about it, but I'm trying to get some clarity why I keep running across that, and you just help me out so much and just keep trusting God. Don't worry about man. Keep trusting God. So I needed that to continue on in this journey, and I appreciate you.
Amen. Thank God for you, woman of God, and to stay encouraged, because even while you were speaking, you know, many times I begin to hear in my spirit that many times people, whether they leaders, bishops, whoever they might be, they do become intimidated when they see the level of the anointing resting upon a person's life, and they don't know how to embrace it. They don't know how to release you. And give you a quick example of that, I'm working with a ministry right now, but their head overseer for a while put the brakes on me because he heard what the people were saying concerning me, but he was intimidated by me in a place where he put brakes on me. And so I didn't get offended at all. I pulled back and said, God, this is in your hands. You have to show him that I have well intent and don't mean him no harm whatsoever. I'm there to be a blessing to the church, not to take over, not to hinder or take his members out of the church. And so that level of anointing that's upon your life, sometimes you might even identify how strong you are in God and what they see that cause intimidation. And sometimes their religious beliefs or their tradition interfere with releasing you like you should. But as long as you keep your trust in God, it's his assignment, it's his vision, God's going to make a way. And if they don't embrace you, God has some people who's crying out for somebody like you right now. And so you will be accepted where God placed you. So just stay encouraged and continue to allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, even according to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 7. Amen.
Amen. Bless you, Apostle.
Thank you.
Amen. Good morning, Apostle Jacob.
Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to say also concerning how the enemy will taunt the people of God, and the method that he would use is what he's done throughout time. And when you were speaking about Jehoshaphat, this morning I was reading from Isaiah about Sennacherib and how he taunted the people of God during the time of Hezekiah and told them, you really think you're going to call upon your God? Do you really think that your God going to deliver you out of my hands? Do you really think he's going to do that? Just go and ask all the other nations that I took down. Go ask them. Do you really think that your God is going to do this? So in that in the circumstances that some may be in, we have to understand that there's a time where the enemy will literally try to come against your God. And at that point, the fight is no longer yours. It's between the Father and the God, because he started saying about how his God was going to take them down because their God didn't have the ability to do anything about it. And it brought me back to something in 1996, I believe. I'm using this as an analogy. It was a boxing fight between Holyfield and what's this other guy name? Can't think of his name, but it was him and this other guy who said that his God, Allah, would take down his God. He said he was going to allow him to win. And at that point, I was working in a dialysis, and all the people was like, wow, this is going to be an awesome fight. And I said, this no fight at all. Because at the point when he said that his God would take down him, then at that point it was between our Father and him. It was no longer about a fight at all. And I knew already that he was going to come down because of that. It was Tyson and Holyfield. That's who it was. And when he bit off a piece of Holyfield's ear. But the point I'm trying to make is that's a point when the enemy will utilize someone and say that their God will take down your God. At that point, it's no longer you. You may as well just sit back and watch. Because at that point, our Father will surely take down the enemy. And the same thing that he will always do on our behalf. Doesn't matter what arena we move in, when it comes against the Father, then at that point he will move in. And he will pull down the principalities, the powers, the rulers of darkness, and the spiritual wickedness in high places. That's in the realm of the spirit where we do our warfare. We don't have to worry about on the natural plane because our war is in the spirit. So thank you.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. That is awesome. Amen. Wow.
Amen. Will there be another one at this time? Just hit one on your dial, we'll bring you in. Amen. Call 1251. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. God bless everyone on this Blog Talk Sunday. Thank you, Apostle Jacob, for such awesome, encouraging words for the people of God. You blessed me. You blessed my household this morning. And Evangelist Foster, thank you very much for even expounding on that. I just want to say, continue, man of God. I'll continue to keep you in my prayer, you and your wife. God bless you. Thank you this morning. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Well, Apostle, we appreciate you so much this morning. You've already prayed a prayer. And to everyone that's listening in, again, please, if you will, keep Dr. Matthews in your prayers as he's on extensive travel for these next 3 weeks. And also keep Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries in your prayers and LaRon Matthews Ministries. And everyone that's on the line that's connected to a ministry, keep their ministries in your prayers as well. Again, we thank you for joining us for the Sunday morning prophetic experience. For the word of the Lord, it truly comes alive. Again, thank you, and God bless each and every one of you, and enjoy your Sunday.
Amen. Enjoy.